Praise the Lord and good morning. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes, 30 plus minutes. And thank you for joining us on this wonderful Wednesday morning. It's October 15th, and it's in the year of our Lord, 2014. And for this, we give him praise and we give him thanks for allowing us this grand opportunity to be with him in his presence, and of course with you. We thank God for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let us go right into prayer. We want to invite God's presence. He promised he would never leave nor forsake us. And wherever two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst to bless. And, of course, we covet the blessing on this wonderful Wednesday morning. Once again, thank you for joining us. Let us pray. Father, we come before your throne and we come without trepidation. We come without fear. We come boldly, even though you are God Almighty. And you can slay us. But we remember that you desire to have us in your presence and to be with us. So today we enter into that promise in faith, believing you that you are there with us and for us. We lift up praise and worship to your mighty name. We see your throne as high and lifted up, and your train fills the temple. We thank you for all our prayer partners that are joined with us. We thank you for this privilege that we can come together like this every day to bless your name. We give this day back to you. You've given it to us as a gift, and we are giving it back to you. Because we want you to fashion it. We want you to be in control. We want to allow you to be in control. So we step aside, knowing that you can handle what you've given to us. So take this day and fashion it in the way that you desire for us. And we will walk in it by your grace and by your mercy. We will stand tall in it. We will face every challenge and every foe, knowing that you have given us the authority over all the power of the enemy. Our confidence is in you, because we've seen that your Son, Jesus Christ, is seated at the right hand, at your right hand, place of favor, place of greatness. And he has a name above every other name. At the sound of his mighty name, every knee should bow. So every knee that stands today is bended over at his throne, because he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So we bless your name today. We place ourselves in your hands. We present ourselves to you with our hearts, and we ask you to see if there be any wicked way in us. And if there is, we confess it. We ask you to apply the cleansing agent, that blood that is before you, the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, that works the cleansing, that works the righteousness in us. We ask you to apply it to our total being so that we are able to lift clean hands. Forgive us cleanse us of all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, good morning on this Wednesday, October the 15th. And we thank you for joining us. We thank God for you. We pray today that this prayer cast will touch not just our own lives, but the lives of all those who will go to the archive and touch, be in touch with this prayer cast, that their lives would be changed and transformed for the King of Glory. No matter what part of the earth they find themselves, no matter what city, what field, what village, that praise would go up, worship would go up to the one true God, God Almighty, Jehovah God, the Lord of all creation, on this day. This day is a turning point for many, where they turn from darkness to light, where they're translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, because the word of truth comes. And if perhaps there's someone that is listening that does not have the experience of knowing the Lord God through Jesus Christ, we pray today that your heart would be changed and transformed. The scripture says, any man in Christ is a new creation. Take the step of faith. Just believe that Jesus Christ is sent of God, and he will transform your life for all eternity, beginning now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I don't know about you. I feel the comfort of the Lord just surrounding us today. Thank you for joining us. Just want to give you a quick update. Excuse me. Having a little allergy situation going on, so please be patient with my sounds. But we would like to hear your voice. We'd like to hear from you. And if you have an exhortation for us, you have a praise report, you have a prayer request, you have an amen, you have a groan, we would like to hear your voice. However, our current mode of operation has us having all lines on quiet, so to speak, so that the prayer cast, because it's being recorded, all of our prayer casts are recorded and then stored, meaning archived, and so that people around the world who are searching for the Lord and wanting to reach out or be reached out to can find us on the internet. And people are doing that. As I announced yesterday, since our beginning, we've had tens of thousands that have contacted our program via the internet, because we're on the internet. We are a broadcast on the internet. And so people are finding us in all walks of life, in various countries and areas and territories, and they are accessing the program. We can see the stats, and we know that for a fact. So I can say, without exaggeration, tens of thousands. There's over 10,000 visits to my profile for this program, and it can't be because of my good looks. Can't be. It has to be that people really need to be touched, and they're searching, and they find us, and they go to our programs, and you can go yourself, and you can select any program, going all the way back to the very beginning. It's all there, titled and everything. So today, our program, if you were to go to the internet, the title is "We Worship Him Anyhow," and that's because we do. So going back to our instructions, if you'd like to have your line live, just press the button 1 on your phone. Just press 1, and that will wake up your line, and you'll be able to be heard if, in fact, you want to make a sound. Hopefully it's a sound consistent with our program. And so that's just a minor instructions for you. But we worship him anyhow. Now, if you turn with me to Job chapter 1, I would like to read about 3 verses in the Amplified Version from that portion of the Bible, Job chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. And here's what it says. "And behold, there came a great whirlwind from the desert and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you." This is someone reporting to Job what had happened back at the house. "Then Job arose and rent his robe and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, 'Naked, without possessions, came I into this world from my mother's womb, and naked, without possessions, shall I depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed, praised, and magnified in worship be the name of the Lord.'" When we survey all the sources from which trouble comes, we realize 2 powerful and invaluable truths. The first is that our troubles, in the end, are of the Lord. He is in all of them and is interested in us when they press and bruise us. Secondly, in our troubles, no matter what the cause, whether of ourselves or people or devils or even God himself, we are warranted in taking them to God in prayer and seeking to get the greatest spiritual benefit out of them. Therefore, no matter what, God is always in control. And for that reason, we therefore worship him anyhow. Can you worship him anyhow, like Job is? Job had just gotten news that his family was killed. His children. A tornado hit the house and destroyed the house and the children. But what did Job do? That's horrific news, by the way. He arose, rent his robe, shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and went into hopelessness? No, he worshipped because he knew that the Lord was not destroyed in the tornado when the house fell. The Lord is still God. And there's a word of encouragement there for you and for me, for all of us, for all those who would access this prayer cast today. There's powerful encouragement. Worship him anyhow, no matter what. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, if you would like to have a praise report or you want to share a prayer request with us, just press the button 1, and someone just did that, and you're on live.
Good morning, Pastor.
Share with us. It's a very great morning because the Lord has given it to us. Good morning to you as well.
Good morning, Steve. God bless
yes.
each and every one of you who are on the prayer line this morning. I
yes.
have a prayer request for a young man who he would say, according to his report, that he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. And he got arrested and have to go to court this morning. The charges is in possession of a firearm. But he is, I know this young man, and he is saying that he had no gun on him. So he has to go to court this morning for a hearing. And I am asking for God to grant him and his mother favor in the court this morning. His name is Jihad. And that God will show himself mighty, and that they would see that God is in control.
Okay. His name is Jihad, you said.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Approximately how old is Jihad?
Jihad just turned 18 in June.
Okay.
And that charge is, he's facing 18 months to 3 years in prison.
All right. We are going to lift up Jihad. God is looking to... I know. I'm sure his mom is in great distress over this particular set of circumstances. My take on it by the Spirit of God is that Jihad is being taught a lesson. And God wants him to learn. At 18, he should either be in college or working, being productive, and not just hanging out in these mean streets. And it's
Pastor, that is why he claimed he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He worked at the Meadowlands,
okay.
goes to school, and he was coming from work and decided to stop off somewhere else instead of go straight home.
Okay. All right. Well, God knows all. He knows everything. Father,
Amen.
We lift up Jihad and his family, who are obviously concerned about his well-being. We pray, dear Father, that today, because you are the great judge, that you would rule as you always do, and you would overrule, even in this particular case. Be in the courtroom.
Yes, Lord.
And oversee this case.
Yes, Father.
And Father,
Jesus.
You work your will and your righteousness in it.
Yes,
and through
Lord.
It to bring change and transformation in terms of behaviors on the part of
yes,
Jihad and all concerned. You're a God of mercy, and because you're in control, we know that even in the midst of trouble, you are there.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
This young man today in some way that works for the good. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Thank the Lord. Thank you. It is done.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you for that prayer request. And Father, we ask you to strengthen his mother, who is certainly grieving over the circumstances. Strengthen her and the rest of the family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Today we want to... I'm praising God for the fact that we have this kind of access to the throne of grace that we are having on today, where we can come boldly. Today we want to petition heaven on behalf of every Christian, every believer, so that they have strength. We have strength to stand as we are pressed in from all sides while here on the earth. The enemy is on the move. However, God is even greater, and God and the kingdom of light is moving. So we want to pray for every believer, and that may include you, that is experiencing the press that comes to us just out of everyday circumstances of life and the bruising that results from that. We want to be reminded, and like Job, that we're to worship anyhow. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for each believer, whether they are here on the earth, or rather in our nation, wherever they are, far or near, whatever the circumstance. We remember now the Christians that are in Iraq and Syria that are under pressure from the adversary through his agents that are walking around seeking whom they may devour. We pray right now for every believer on this 15th day of October that is feeling the squeeze and the pressure, being bruised by circumstances. Strengthen them right now. Cause their spirit to rise and to exalt in who you are. Bless them with the confidence that this day comes, and whatever they're experiencing, this day comes to pass. And it will pass and leave them in victory. Should they worship you anyhow,
yes,
like Job
Lord.
Did,
Jesus.
They would fall down and worship. We bow before your throne today, worshiping you.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
You are our God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name today, no matter what. No matter what. In
yes,
all
Lord.
Things, we're giving thanks.
Yes, Father.
And we're saying right along with the psalmist, bless the Lord,
my
soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities and who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who gives me good things to eat so that my youth is renewed like the eagles and has pity on me. And I thank you that the angels hearken to the voice of your word according to Psalm chapter 103. We bless your name, Lord. We bless you and we say, blessed are you, Lord, God of Israel. Our Father, forever and ever, yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. And yours is the kingdom of God, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all the earth. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. According to 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 10 through 12. Thank you for strengthening us today. Thank you for opening the taps, the reserves, the resources of heaven to fill us with what we need on this day for strength to stand so that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us who are the church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen.
Thank Jesus.
I feel strength coming. Praise the Lord. We would love to hear from you. Just press the button 1 on your phone and you'll be on live. And we certainly welcome you. Welcome if you have a word of exhortation, a word of encouragement, or as I've said, you just want to amen or groan, whatever the case may be. Just press the button 1 on your phone and you'll be on live. It could be God wants you to sound off and to worship Him where we can hear you. You're on live.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord this morning and welcome.
Because of who you are, we worship you and you alone. You are King and Lord Supreme, and we worship you anyhow. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'd just like to lift up this month of this October month is deemed Pastor's Appreciation Month.
Amen.
And it just came in my spirit that, you know, you always portion of pastor. It's the easiest thing to just come before us and bring the word, but there's so much more to pastoring. And so I would just like to lift up every person who is shepherd.
Yes.
Of a flock, all pastors in this October month. We want to lift them up in prayer. God will strengthen them and continue to give them the direction that they need as they humble themselves, of course, before the Lord so that they can truly be the shepherd that God intends them to be. Because we know that there are many people out there that they're not hearing the word of the Lord, and there are many that are still being led astray. You know, so just with the pastors.
Yes. 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 Well, what Jennifer is saying, that we are to remember that October across the nation this month is Pastors Appreciation Month. And I'm thankful for that prayer request. I think we all are, because we're reminded that God has given pastors to the church. It's one of the fivefold gifts of Christ that he gave to the church. And I can tell you the job of and task and assignment of pastoring has to be one of the most difficult assignments there is, really. And you can only do it by the grace of God. It takes all that you can give and more as a pastor to do the task. It takes 100% of what you can give plus more. And so it's the grace of God. So we thank God for pastors this month. We take special time out to pray for them and, you know, ask God for strength and resource for them. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for pastors, people that you've called ordinary people, and you've given them a tall task, a task that only you can perform through them, where they shepherd a flock and must stand between the flock and every danger that might appear. They have to fend and defend the flock. They'll experience the bite of the sheep. There are times of discouragement. There are times of weakness. And so, Father, this month, we are remembering all those that you've placed in that position to lead, to serve. And we know that it's a tall task, but we know in you all things are possible, that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Strengthen every pastor today. In the name of Jesus, by your Spirit, those that are experiencing the lows of discouragement, or being oppressed and depressed, that you would pick them up today as the great shepherd. You would pick them up. You would strengthen each person that's playing the role of pastor. Strengthen them today. Renew their strength like the eagle, so that they mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary, that they'll walk and not faint. So we thank you for your word that comes to strengthen, to quicken every pastor on this day. In Jesus' name, send your ministering angels to support, to lift up, to pick up, and to quicken. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for that thoughtful request. Sometimes I forget I'm a pastor, but I do know from being in the position of doing that, what the weight and challenges for many. I'm thinking right now of Pastor Dr. Mamie Bridgeforth of Faith Christian Center, here in our community on South Orange Avenue. She's experiencing extreme grief at this point because two of her flock, two very close people to her, very close to her in her flock, they died on this past Friday night / Saturday, early Saturday morning in a fire in our community. A mother and a young daughter, they perished. And these are two people that were prominent in the midst of their congregation. So I met with her, my wife and I met with her for some time on Sunday, and I can feel the pain, and I know what that's like. It's deep, and it's almost unbearable. So we pray for Dr. Mamie Bridgeforth right now, Father. We lift her up before your mighty throne, that the grace that sustains and keeps and strengthens will quicken her in her spirit, in her mind, in her body, in the name of Jesus, even as she faces the most difficult task of burying two sheep from her flock that she loved and cared for. By your grace, strengthen her in this task. Ease the pain. And because of this tragedy, we pray that all will see and experience the good that only you can bring out of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, in our Pray 31 adventure, where we're praying for the states here in the United States, for this nation. As you know, we've done this for the nations around the world. We've prayed for them. Successfully. Now we want to pray, and we're praying, you know, on this initiative called Pray 31. We're praying for each state. And so today we're looking at Texas. How many know that we need to pray for Texas, that God would move there in a mighty way, that God would set up his ministering angels to encircle that state? It's called the Lone Star State, if you will, because right now that's where a couple of people are infected and with the Ebola virus, and we would love for the Lord to move in a way that contains that from spreading far and wide, which would expose all of us, not just those two people. And we are also praying with the African nations in mind, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and I think there's a couple of others. The virus is also in Europe, in Spain, and, you know, I'm a history lover, and this thing brings back visions that I've read of or studied of what happened in Europe way back in the day, where there were bodies all over the place because of the spread of the plague, and what that did, and how many hundreds and hundreds of thousands that were devastated by that. That's history. That has happened on planet Earth. And so we want to pray for Texas. Now, the governor of Texas is Rick Perry, and the capital of Texas is Austin. And Texas has 26.4 plus million people, and it's the second largest and populous state in the nation. The governing body is the Texas legislature, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. And so we want to pray for Texas. Texas covers 268.5 thousand square miles. And so it's pretty huge. And so let us seek God about that. If you would like to pray for Texas, well, just hit the number one on your phone and you'll be on live. If not, I will just go forward and pray for the sake of time. Our time is winding up. So if you would like to lead in this prayer, just press the button one on your phone and you will be automatically on live. You'll be heard. Father, we thank you for the state of Texas. All the land and territory, all 268,000 plus square miles. And we have 26,000 people plus that live in that state. Father, it's a territory, a geographic territory outlined that you know about. And we pray right now that your angels are dispatched in each of the four corners of that state to watch over and to protect, to shut out the adversary and to contain your glory in that geographic plot, if you will, plot of land. Bless the people of that state. We pray that you would visit that state and that you would shut down the work of the enemy to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We pray for the church that is cut out from among the 26 million plus people. Your church is there. We ask that you would quicken your church, quicken your people, even to pray. As this terrible virus seeks to steal, kill, and destroy in that territory, we pray that it would be contained so that it does not spread across the land. We ask that you would quiet the fears and anxiety of this nation and of that territory. Quiet the fears. We rebuke the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. And we command in the name of Jesus for the adversary to take up all of his weapons and to flee in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We bring down powers of heaven, invite the powers of heaven to invade it, to intervene in this nation, and in particular on the state of Texas today. Quicken the governor, Rick Perry. Speak to him in dreams and visions so that he may rule righteously, doing all the things that pertain to life. Shutting out that which causes death and destruction in the name of Jesus. Bless that man. Bless the representatives in the upper house and the lower house of the Senate and House of Representatives. Cause their seats to be hot with your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well,
hallelujah.
Glory to God. Our time is up. Just when we are having fun. Thank you for joining us on this day. Bring a prayer request with you in the praise report. God is moving. pin down his movement in your heart and mind and note it and bring it for praise and for worship and glory. We are going to worship God anyhow, no matter what the troubles are. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Welcome to all of you, and for those of you who have not been with us for a while, certainly we thank you for joining us on this wonderful day in the land of the living. Let us look for a benediction. Yes, a benediction is what we need right now. If I can find my script on that. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For whatever reason, I'm unable to find that. However, may God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. One last thing, and give you peace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise Hallelujah. The name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lay hold of the peace.
Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you feel a lift in your spirit? God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
Have a blessed and peaceful
global time.
God bless.
Good morning.
Call on you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.